Ephesians 6, chapter or verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
Let's have a word of prayer over the scripture reading here this morning. Father, as we once again gather together here to talk about this fifth commandment, this commandment that we read in Ephesians about family, about parents, about children. Father, let us learn something about that here today, something maybe we didn't know, and may your scripture certainly speak to us as to the truths that we need to learn about the family unit, about moms and dads and children. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, and you may be seated. This is week number 15 in our sermon series on the Ten Commandments, and we're still here on commandment number 5. Today I have all intentions of finishing up the fifth commandment today. Commandment number 5, as from Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, as given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai, says this: honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That's the commandment from Exodus. Sounds almost exactly what Don read here just a few moments ago from Ephesians. There is one addition in Ephesians that we see that children, you are to obey the parents because this is right in the Lord to do so. This will be our fourth week talking about honoring our parents, our fathers and our mothers. I will say this. I knew that this whole sermon series on the Ten Commandments was going to be very practical, and it has been. It certainly has been for me. And it'll get more so as we go into the next five commandments after this. But a quick review. Our fourth week in this is today. But week number 1, we talked about honor and respect. Week number 2, we said that parents must teach their children to be obedient, and that children honor their parents. One of the ways children can honor their parents is by being obedient to them. And last week, week number 3, talking about the fifth commandment, we said that a child never grows too old to give honor, respect, and obedience to his or her father and mother. To set the stage for today's final lesson on this fifth commandment, let me begin by saying this. There are biblical standards that God has set up for this thing that we call the family unit. There are commands given by God for parents. There are commands given by God for children. But we all know this. We do not live in a perfect world. Christians are not perfect people. People don't always abide by the laws that God in His Word have set up for us. And when we deviate from the Word of God, that creates problems. And it can create many problems. And it can create difficult problems. Difficult in the fact that you have one person in a family relationship that wants to do the right thing, the biblical thing, but you have another person in the family unit relationship in the home that does not want to do the right thing, the biblical thing. And when these two worlds collide, the world of obedience and the world of disobedience to God's word, when that collides in the family unit in the home, it often causes issues that can tear individuals, that can tear families, and it can tear relationships apart. These situations are not healthy, and they are certainly not biblical. They are not healthy because they are not biblical. So let's move on in this final week on this commandment and ask one final question. How do we deal with this commandment to honor our father and our mother if we have difficult parents? Right now, I want you to just kind of think about your own father and mother situation. And since there are many, many different situations and scenarios, I cannot certainly address each and every one of them. And please know, and I think you already do, I am not by any means a professional counselor. I'm just a pastor, I'm a preacher. And because that is my role in ministry, what I have to say about this issue, the only thing I can do is speak for the Word of God. And I believe the Spirit of God is going to show each and every one of us how we need to handle our own situation as Christians, both as a parent and both as a child. As Christians who are determined to be obedient and to, as Jesus said, to love others as we love ourselves. And yes, we do love ourselves. We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And no one is closer than a neighbor than our parents. Just some scenarios. For some of us, both of our parents have passed on into eternity. For others, one or both of our parents may still be alive. Some of us were raised by our biological parents. Some of us may have been adopted or even spent time in foster homes. Some of us may have had a stepfather or a stepmother. Some of us may have had no father figure or no mother figure around while we were growing up. Some of us may have had a father, a biological father, but he had a live-in girlfriend. Some of us may have had been raised by our biological mother, but she had a live-in boyfriend. Some of us may have been raised by our biological mothers and fathers who were never married. Divorce may be a word that some of us may be all too familiar with. Or maybe there might have been a premature death of a parent that they passed away when we were just at a young age. You may even categorize your family upbringing as dysfunctional. Again, there are many, many different situations and scenarios. This commandment, this fifth commandment, as repeated again in Ephesians, it's very easy. It's very easy for people and for those of us who may have grown up in a leave it to beaver type household. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, any of us that have watched Leave It to Beaver know what that means. It's the household where the mom and the dad are very happily married. The dad works and he makes a pretty good income. And the mom, she stays at home and wears an apron and bakes cookies. And the children might get into a little mischief, but they are basically good kids living in a very good, sound family environment. And I'll just be honest with you. I was lucky. That was my family environment growing up. But I'll also be honest and say this. I didn't ask for that. It was just the cards that I was dealt. And this commandment to honor one's father and mother is very easy for someone like me who grew up in a Leave It to Beaver family environment. Unfortunately, too many others were not as lucky as I was. And I will never claim to understand their family upbringing situation. Many things I just can't relate to. I can't relate to all of the shouting that went on. I cannot relate to all of the beatings and the fear that goes along with that. I cannot relate to the alcohol when mom or dad came home drunk, or the infidelity, or the lack of attention. I never got any attention from my parents, or the partiality. Mom or dad liked my siblings better than me. And I can't relate to the physical abuse or the verbal abuse when one parent would constantly call their child an idiot or stupid or worthless or I wish I would have never had you. Or the sexual abuse that may have gone on within that family environment. And I can't relate to those best kept secrets that only some people know, and they have kept locked up for decades in their minds, and they have never, ever told a soul. Because if they did, they were warned by that other person, there would be severe consequences. Again, I can't, and I would never claim to fully understand what growing up like that would be like. I was lucky. That wasn't me. And some of these same people who were brought up under these unfortunate conditions, they left home at a very early age and they got married at a very early age for the simple reason that they needed to escape this unpleasant home life situation. They just couldn't wait to get married and move out and get away from that former life, from underneath that abusive father or that abusive mother. And I can't help to think that maybe many of these individuals really never loved that boy that they ended up marrying, or never really loved that girl that they ended up marrying, because they really never saw love happening in their home while they were growing up. And if what they did see while they were growing up, they thought that was love, unfortunately, it has the strong potential to carry on into their new marriage, their new relationship, their new and next step in their life, at which time the cycle of an ungodly household just begins all over again with them. For anyone who may have fallen into any one of these unfortunate scenarios, or even some other unfortunate scenario that I may not have mentioned, you are asking this question: how can I possibly honor someone who treated me like that? I say that's a very fair question. And the only response I can give is a biblical response to that question. There are two things I want to talk about at this point. There's honor with respect to our parents, mothers and fathers. And I think it goes kind of in line with this other thing called forgiveness. I believe they take a similar path. Having a difficult parent that we do not want to honor, I believe, is the same as having that difficult person in our life that we just do not want to forgive. Our human condition, which we all have, just wants to reach out and hurt that person. And we want to make their life miserable because they made our life miserable. And we want to reach out and just hurt them. rather than as Christians to reach out to heal them and to forgive them. May I remind all of us, as Christians, we are healers. We are not herders. And as Christians, we need to do what the Bible commands us to do. And in many situations, that's not going to be an easy thing to do. It might be one of the most difficult things we have ever done. What do you mean, Mike, that I am supposed to honor that father who abused me and that father who beat me? Or I'm supposed to honor that mother who constantly told me that I was worthless and she wished she never had me? As a messenger of the Word of God, I simply tell you and I tell me that we must honor that difficult parent. And we must forgive that difficult person. The Bible commands us, for those of us who claim that we follow Jesus. Jesus says this in Matthew 5:44, that we are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. I know there are many times when there might be someone in here who could easily categorize their father or their mother, they are the enemy. But no one said the Christian walk was going to be easy. Now, did they? Doing the right thing and loving our enemies and loving our neighbors and loving our difficult parents, it goes right against the grain of our human condition. Because our human condition doesn't want to love. Our human condition doesn't want to forgive. But it should go against the grain of our human condition, because that is what makes the Christian holy. That is what makes the Christian separate. That is what makes the Christian set apart. We as Christians do not act like the world. We as Christians are a reflection of our Savior, and our Savior loved the unlovable. And it is only when we can yield to the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us that we can honor that difficult father or that difficult mother as we should. So I ask, do the parental cards that we were dealt, which none of us had any control over, whatever those cards may have been, does it change anything in regard to this commandment about honoring our fathers and our mothers? The biblical answer is no, it does not. This command is neither optional nor is it conditional. It never says, oh, you honor your father and mother if you had nice parents. It says, honor your father and your mother. Well, Mike, how do I do this? I have a difficult father, or I have a difficult mother, and all I really want to do, Mike, is hate them. I want to get back at them for all the misery that they have caused me in my life and all this baggage that I am still carrying around today. I'll say it again. The Christian exhibits love, not hate. Jesus forgave those who were crucifying him. And you never know when showing a little love to the unlovable just might help change the world. And it just might help change them. And it might just help change you. It's not how they react to you when you reach out in love. It's how you want to react to them when you reach out in love. And when your attitude and when my attitude changes for the better towards that difficult parent, that's when the honor can begin. That's when we start living this thing called the fifth commandment. One last point I'd like to make. Dawn's been reading this commandment very faithfully over the last several weeks. God's word tells us this: honor our father and mother so it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. This commandment comes with what? A promise. This commandment comes with a promise. And I believe I know why this commandment comes with a promise. Have you ever been at odds with another person? All hands go up. Yes, we have. Of course we have. I am convinced that when we are at odds with another person, it will take a physical, emotional, and mental toll on our bodies and on our minds. It can be all-consuming. Sometimes it's all we think about. How are we going to get back at that person? And when we allow this to happen, I guarantee the quality of our life is going to diminish. And when our quality of life starts diminishing, our lifespan could start diminishing too. It's a vicious snowball, and it starts going down a very steep slope. Let's admit it. Our fathers and our mothers are always going to be close to us, regardless of what we may think about them. Do we really want to be at odds with them, with our fathers and our mothers? I know this, God doesn't want us to be at odds with our fathers and our mothers. I say this, and again, it's easy for me to say, I grew up with the Cleaver family. But I say, let's do it God's way. Let's begin to honor and respect our parents, our fathers and mothers. But most of all, and in many situations, we are going to have to ask God and the Holy Spirit to help us do that, because it will never happen if we try to do it on our own strength. Never. And when we do, I promise, it will bring about a wonderful change in you. And your new attitude just might bring about a wonderful change in that father or in that mother too. After all, they are our neighbors. And the Bible tells us we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But somebody might say this. If you are one of those who say this, Mike, you don't understand. My parents were difficult, and their parents were difficult, and their parents before them were difficult. It's just the way it runs in my family. I guess I'm just going to be difficult too. If anybody in here thinks that, I strongly suggest that today that you put a stake in the ground. And right now, you as a Christian say this: enough is enough. Change begins now, and the change begins with me. Obedience begins now, and obedience will begin with me. Honor begins now, and honor will begin with me. Because when you put that stake in the ground, you say this: I am not going to be like the world out there. I am going to take a stand for my Savior. I am going to be like Him, and I am going to walk the Christian walk. I prefer and will do it God's way. It won't be easy. I promise you it won't be easy for those of you who still may have difficult parents. But it's the right thing to do. I say, let's do it God's way. Let's pray.